Hey everybody, this is Julia Petrungolo. We're talking to Mr. Young. He's one of the music teachers here at Sterling and he's the band director. We're talking to him about some of his favorite songs here today on Sterling High School Radio. All right, we're back from Bulls on Parade by Rage Against the Machine, and we're talking to Mr. Young about some of his favorite music. So, today we're going to listen to some of your favorite songs.
Cool.
Would you say that there are any running themes in the songs we chose to play, like in the lyrics or the genre?
Most of the stuff, if not all of the stuff, comes from my childhood, I want to say. And I think, I studied contemporary jazz music, and I started studying that around the age of 16, because I wanted to be a jazz musician and I wanted to be a music teacher through that kind of idiom. So all the songs that I chose are specifically not in that idiom, because that's like a completely different world to me. And a lot of the songs that I chose are either important to me because of a particular instance or a particular person, or I associate just with people or memories, actually. Each of them made me feel a certain way, and I never forgot the way that it made me feel in the instance the first time that I heard it. And all these songs are songs that I've listened to on repeat for whatever reason.
Now we're going to listen to Don't Explain by Herbie Hancock, featuring Damian Rice, Lisa Hannigan, and Nina Simone.
are. Don't explain. You are my joy and you're my pain. My love, yours love. So don't explain.
What song on this list do you think you've been listening to the longest?
I think that's probably Dreams by Fleetwood Mac, because my parents were big Fleetwood Mac people.
Mm-hmm.
So there's something wrong with my father in the sense that he will leave a disc, a CD, in the car for periods of years and listen to the same thing over and over again. So when I hear anything off of the Fleetwood Mac Rumors album, specifically like Dreams, or if they had, they did like a live album that was like a collection, I guess, of what everything that they did, and I think it like came out that year. So I heard that as a youngster. We're talking like, I don't know, 4 years old maybe, and that was just drilled into my head every day.
That's a long time.
Yeah, it's a long time.
All right, now we'll be listening to Help Me by Joni Mitchell here on Sterling High School Radio.
Help me, I think I'm falling. Get that crazy feeling, I know I'm in trouble again. I'm in trouble, 'cause you're a rambler and a gambler and a sweet talking ladies' man. And you love your loving. I like your love, your we'll be right back.
woke up in the morning, love, and the sunlight hurts my eyes. And something without warning, love, bears heavy on my mind. Then I look at you, and the world's all right with me. Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be a lovely day. When someone else instead of me always seems to know the way, then I look at you and the world's all right with me. Just one look at you and I know it's gone.
Help Me by Joni Mitchell and Lovely Day by Bill Withers, and we're here with Mr. Young at Sterling High School talking about some of his favorite music. What's, like, the strangest music you listened to when you were a kid? Like, there are a lot of people who are kind of ashamed to say that there's a type of music that they listened to in their childhood. Do you have any of those?
No, I don't think I was if we're talking childhood and things that we're ashamed of, I mean, like, I, like any other suburban white kid, probably got into, like, the Pearl Jam, Nirvana, like Seattle grunge thing. I was into like Smashing Pumpkins for a while. That was like the first, like that song on the list, Zero, Smashing Pumpkins, that was the first song that I ever heard that I was like, oh my god, that's what like hard rock is supposed to sound like. And I don't know if I was like an angsty kid or something, but to hear like a guitar with like distortion like that, that was the first taste that I got from it. So that's why I was like specifically into it. But in terms of like ashamed, I mean, I don't know. When I was in middle school, I was part of that. I mean, Eminem came out in like 1999 or something when I was like in sixth grade. So I don't know that I'm ashamed of that, because you can look back and listen to it. But I will say, like all of us, there's probably music we were into at a certain time that we're not into now. all the stuff on this list, I think is timeless. At least for me, it's timeless, and that I'll be able to listen to when I'm 50 and still feel good about it.
That was Jupiter by Earth, Wind, and Fire, and we're back in the studio with Mr. Young here at Sterling High School. Is there any particular place or person where you think you got most of your music taste, like from your family or friends that you had in school?
Wow. So, the jazz thing, I have an uncle who is a makeshift jazz piano player, and he would always jam out on the piano when he would come over when I was a kid. I think that's what sparked that side of the interest for me. I will say, like anything, you bond with other people and you develop friendships with people and relationships with people, over things that you have in common. So when we're talking about like whether it's elementary school, and maybe not so much elementary school because you don't know what you're just picking boogers and eating them when you're in elementary school. But when you are like in the beginning of high school, like I was in a bunch of different kinds of bands, whether they were cover bands, original music. And I think musical taste... between that core group of friends, I think we all kind of shared that, and I think that's what brought us together. So yeah, like close personal friends, and maybe parents were talking more of like that Fleetwood Mac thing, like I had kind of implied, or like the Joni Mitchell one. That was a big one for my parents. But yeah, you know, it's different groups of people. I would identify with those different groups of people, different things, with different types of music.
The force, it's got a lot of power, and it makes me feel like that. It makes me feel like that.
Woo! wanna go for a ride. And cleanliness is godliness, and God is empty, just like me.
That was Don't Stop Till You Get Enough by Michael Jackson and Zero by Smashing Pumpkins here on Sterling High School Radio. And we're talking to Mr. Young in the studio today. Have you acquired any music taste from your students? Like, is there anything that they've shown you that you don't think you would have listened to by yourself?
Wow, that's a really great question. Yeah, for me to name specific stuff, I might struggle with that. But that's another thing, too, because there are gen pop music classes that I've taught here or when I was teaching in Philly that kids, they'd be like so excited about the music that they're listening to, and of course they'd bring it in, and I want to show them what I'm into. So I think there's definitely been kinds of music or artists that have influenced me. For me to just pull them off the top of my head, I think I would struggle with that, but I can definitely say several students have laid some stuff on me that I thought was pretty hip.
Anything that you listened to for like a long time after that?
Nothing that I kind of stuck with. I'd probably be able to rattle it off if that were the case. But some stuff that I definitely thought was pretty cool.
All right, now we're listening to Sitting on the Dock of the Bay by Otis Redding.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, and then I'll watch them roll away again, yeah. I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco Bay. Cause I've had nothing to live for, and look like nothing's gonna come my way. So I'm just gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Look like nothing's gonna change, everything still remains the same. I can't do what 10 people tell me to do, so I guess I'll remain the same. Yes, sitting here resting my bones, and this loneliness won't leave me alone. Listen, 2,000 miles I roam, just to make this dock my home.
now I'm just gonna sit at the dock of a bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, sitting on a dock of a bay, wasting time.
Music teacher to have a diverse taste in music, because a lot of the songs on here are very different.
Yes and no. I think it depends on what that music teacher kind of wants to share, what their MO is, like what kind of program that they have. Mm-hmm. I think, I'll tell you this, there were specific genres of music that I was like against for the longest time, and probably out of arrogance or ignorance. Like specifically, like, let's talk about like country music. So for the longest time, I was not into country music, and I was kind of judgmental about it. And I think that may have had something to do with like this elitist thing. Like I went to a jazz school, so I was like so immersed in like this American art form of jazz that I kind of shut the door on a lot of other stuff, regrettably so. And I think once I got out of that mindset, out of that kind of thinking, I actually kind of enjoy all music now. I think there is good music and bad music. And I think there's good music in all genres, just like there's bad music in all genres. I don't know that I would shut the door and just say everything is good or everything is bad with one specific sect.
Cool.
by Fleetwood Mac here on Sterling High School Radio, and we're in the studio talking to Mr. Young about some of the music he listens to. So if you could meet and speak with any of the artists that are on this list, which one do you think you would choose?
That's awesome. So I can tell you just from looking at this list that we threw together, I'd either want to talk to and meet Michael Jackson just because he's so unbelievably iconic. And like you talk about like top five, anything, he's on that list. I think it'd be interesting just because I think he's a bizarre person too. I mean, obviously he's dead, you know, but I think the truth is I would love to meet Stevie Nicks. So she is the lead singer of that Fleetwood Mac group, and I've been in love with her my whole life. I don't know if it's like an older woman thing or what, but if I could hang out with her, date her, whatever, that would be pretty wonderful.
Are there any questions that you think you would want to ask any of them?
Will you marry me?
All right, now we're going to listen to This Is Such a Pity by Weezer here on Sterling High School Radio. Which one of these songs do you think means the most to you?
I'll tell you what. Of all the ones in the list, they all mean something, obviously. The Don't Explain song, first off, that's the only one on the list that I gave you that is not mainstream. So that song, Don't Explain, I was watching this documentary not too long ago. Actually, I think it came out in like 2005. It sounds like it's not too long ago to me, but... And basically, this guy in Herbie Hancock, who's like one of the all-time great jazz piano players, goes around in this documentary, and he works with a whole bunch of different pop musicians, whether it's like that the guy from Matchbox 20 or Carlos Santana, whatever it was. And they do kind of reimaginings of these songs, and they kind of do these collaborations. Well, while I was watching that documentary, they do this song called Don't Explain, and for whatever reason, and I'm not sure why, it stuck with me, like, ever since. I felt like it just, like, ripped my heart out. So this Don't Explain song, it's about, like, someone who's cheating on you, which has never happened to me, and I'm cross your finger, knock on wood, right? But you, the emotion and the humanness of not only the lyrical content, but the way that it was sung and played, for I don't know why, it's super weird, but like I will like almost cry if I think about it. That's the way that this song makes me feel. So I think that's probably the most important, just because it elicits a response from me for whatever reason.
When the night has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only light we'll see, no, I won't be afraid. Oh, I won't be afraid, just as long as you stand by me. So darling, darling, stand by me. Oh, stand by me. Oh, stand by me, stand by me. If the sky that we look upon should tumble and fall, or the mountain should crumble the sea, I won't cry, I won't cry, no, I won't shed a tear, just as long as you stand by me. And darling, darling, stand by me. Oh, stand by me. Oh, stand now. Stand by me, stand by me. Stand by me. Whenever you're in trouble, won't you stand by me? Oh,
stand. That was Stand By Me by Benny King here on Sterling High School Radio. So, do you think any of these songs or bands are what inspired you to be a music teacher?
No. No, I don't, actually. All these songs, these are songs that just make me feel good, that I just associate with nice things in my life. I will tell you, the reason I became a music teacher when I was in high school, I guess middle school too, it was like the thing that I was kind of good at. And when you're a kid and you kind of discover something, whether it's throwing a ball or hitting a ball far or playing an instrument or a running track, whatever you're good at, that's kind of what you gravitate towards. So because I was good at the music thing, I started getting involved in like the competitive jazz bands in the area and at the high school. And I think my success in those environments kind of enabled me to see a career path. And I remember being like 18 years old and actually sitting in high school and thinking to myself, if I can't do this anymore, what would that be like? I remember feeling really emotional about that. Like, if I am not able to play music, specifically like jazz music or have these interactions to play with people anymore, I don't think I'd want to do living, right? So that's kind of how I fell into the music teaching thing. I wanted to spread that joy that I had from performance. It has nothing to do with the songs on the list.
Right. But like when you started learning how to play instruments and you realized that you were good at it, were any of these songs like the first thing you wanted to learn how to play?
I'll tell you what, piano specifically, I'm looking at the list that we kind of threw together. I'm looking at like the Elton John one. I can't tell you how many Billy Joel books or Elton John books I went through just trying to play like pop tunes, you know what I mean, on the piano. And I started playing piano like 5, 6, and like classical music. And I had a teacher who was kind of a goober. And so she's pretty strict. And I think the older I got and the more I got into piano, the more I would want to play some of the things that I was hearing, again, from that parental inspiration. And I think you could probably identify the Benny and the Jets one. I can tell you that I've played that on the piano many a time.
All right, everybody, we've been here with Mr. Young, one of the music teachers here at Sterling High School, listening to some of his favorite songs and talking to him about them here on Sterling High School Radio.
Cool.
Won't you come?
All right, everyone, that's all for now. Thanks for tuning in to the Celebrity Podcast with Mr. Young here on Sterling High School Radio.